This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. With thousands of people across Louisiana displaced by catastrophic flooding, the Catholic Church is among those mobilizing to help those who urgently require shelter and other assistance. More than 40,000 homes were damaged by the floodwaters in Louisiana that have claimed at least 13 lives. And experts say the U.S. state could be looking at its biggest housing emergency since the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina a decade ago. One of the worst-hit areas was in and around the state capital, Baton Rouge. I spoke earlier to Bishop Robert Munch of Baton Rouge to find out more details, and he told me that these floods are of historic proportions.
Well, it is clearly a life-changing event. 40,000 homes either destroyed or severely damaged. So people have gotten together at shelters that have been temporarily set up, and their spirit is amazingly good. Even people who have said, I lost everything. Many of them have said to me that they take this as a spiritual opportunity to bring people closer together. And that's what we are seeing happening for sure.
What is the church doing in concrete terms to help house those displaced and provide them with food, water, and other essentials?
Well, we are working in partnership with other Christian communities and other communities and with government officials. We are trying to minister to the people through our priests, deacons, and laity, pray with them, support them, and assist them with needs. We have 8 shelters that St. Vincent de Paul, which is one of our charity agencies, is accepting material goods. We're receiving a good deal of financial contributions from people from our area and beyond. We're in the process of distributing that as it's needed. Some of these people, they can't still get to their homes because of the rising waters. And thank goodness for volunteers with boats who've gone and rescued them to help them to get to safety, that saved a lot of lives.
How badly damaged are some of the homes? Have you seen any of them with your own eyes?
They've had water to their roof. So, I mean, that's, and these are not short, small homes necessarily, but a flood water, dirty as it is and everything else, contaminated, can do an enormous amount of damage. Power has to be shut off to homes like that so they don't have electricity. It's life-changing. And so many people tell me their stories of they had just fixed up their place and got it where they liked it. And here, you know, weeks later, these waters come. But they're resilient. And others who have not been as badly affected or affected at all have gone out to assist them as volunteers and helping them in various ways. It's been a graced opportunity, although it's an unwelcome disaster.
And talking of the fact that it's a disaster, it's quite shocking. I read that only 12% of homes in Baton Rouge were covered by flood insurance. That's going to plunge an awful lot of people into financial hardship if they haven't got the money to repair or rebuild their homes, isn't it?
Absolutely. But you see, you have what they call flood zones. And so if you have a flood zone, you can get government insurance. It's kind of expensive. But for non-flood zones, a lot of people don't feel that, you know, they've never had it flooded before and all of that. So the government does have some programs to assist people that were not in flood zones that did not have flood protection, and then those who were in flood zones if they had the insurance. But it turns your life upside down, and these aren't just a group of isolated individuals. They're family members, they have children, they have maybe elderly grandparents that live with them and all of that. So it's extremely disruptive, and the extent of it is enormous, and the scope of it's enormous, and the effect of it is massive. I've been involved with flooding before in different places and so on. This one has been historic in terms of how many people have been affected and how much damage it has done.
You talked about the massive scope of this. How does it compare to Hurricane Katrina, which of course caused far more loss of life, but perhaps was more contained in its area?
Well, Katrina was massive. It came in and left. This storm was not even declared a storm. What we had was kind of stationary, heavy raining, downpouring that was not moving. Our diocese has 5,500 square miles, and it covered most of the areas in that. Some pockets a lot worse than others because we have some rivers that overflowed and are still draining. So it's just historic proportions. Katrina took New Orleans at least 3 years to recover, and they're not even totally recovered from that. That was over 10 years ago. So there is no quick fix to this, but people have come together in prayer, in worship, in faith, in commitment, and in service. And that's just been very inspiring.
I was speaking there to Bishop Robert Munch of Baton Rouge.